In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. It's not Happy Holiday. And we're thanking God, not the Indians. That's what they teach them in school now. Thanksgiving was thanking the Indians. Oh, no. We are thanking God. He is worthy of our thanksgiving. We have what we have because of him. We need to pray for this country. It's going socialistic. The government wants to use everything for itself and to rule your life. Thank you, God, for Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for the power of his cross. Thank you, God, that we're going to be sitting down and eating such wonderful food that you grace us with. It's a happy Thanksgiving. It's not a happy holiday. I'm tired of people saying, "Happy holiday." No, it's Thanksgiving, and our Thanksgiving is to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, "Thanksgiving for God's goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits." His benefits. Are you listening to me today? That means you can hear. You can hear. Don't forget his benefits. Everyone doesn't hear. Some people are without hearing. Are you seeing today? That's part of his benefits. Everyone doesn't see. I had three friends that were blind, three sisters, and they were born blind. Benefits, don't forget his benefits. The food on the table, such wonderful food that you grace us with. You see, Thanksgiving is every day for us. We have everything that we need by the grace of God. But this is a special day to give thanks to God for all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity and heals all your diseases. Get that one now. Psalm 103. He heals your diseases. This is God's word. This is God's word. Forget not his benefits. Have an attitude of gratitude. Have an attitude of gratitude, saying, "Thank you, Lord." You say, "But somebody died in my family, and it's not going to be the same." That's right, it's not going to be the same. But God wants you to know that he wants you to thank him. Thank God for what he's given you. Thank God for who he is. Thank God for all the benefits he's given you. Are you on Social Security? Maybe you're not getting a lot of money, but thank God for the money that you're getting. Thank God. Everything that comes from heaven comes to earth. God loves you so much. He forgives all your iniquities. That means all your sins. That's what happened on the cross. Yesterday we talked about sin, but it was sin that was redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank him for your salvation. Yes. When we're in the presence of God, when we die, we'll be able to thank him for salvation all the days of our lives, and not only one day in heaven. And it's all sunlight. It's all light, because God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit. Corrie ten Boom, when she was in the concentration camp, said, "There is no pit so deep that the Lord is not deeper still." Maybe you're in a pit today. Thank the Lord for the pit. Thank him. Ask him to get you out of it quickly. Maybe you're just having a good time of just saying, it's a pity party. You're having a pity party today. Thank God that he wants to relieve you of this pity party. It's so easy to get into our pity. Poor me. I don't have what other people have. Listen, it's time to thank God. How do you do it? Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for what we have, for who you are. We give you praise that your name is above every other name. We give you praise for all that we receive. I'm telling you, everyone in the United States is not going to have a turkey. There are some people who grow hungry. It's time for us to be grateful. Me too. I pray, God, now that you give me the gift of gratitude. I need that gift. I want gratitude. I need gratitude to be able to continue to thank you, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day of my life.
We give the Lord our thanks and our worship. You know, you are so blessed. We are all so blessed. We live in the greatest country this world has ever seen. You know, what makes America so great? It was founded by Christians who wanted to govern themselves on Christian principles. And because of that, God has honored it. And God has given us so much freedom and liberty and abundance and success. Now, we want to make sure America stays that way. And we do that through prayer. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But what do you have to be grateful for today? You have family, you know, and maybe you don't have family, you have turkey. It's called Thanksgiving, like Father Tom said, because today we're called to give thanksgiving to the Lord. You know, the pilgrims gave thanksgiving to the Lord for the food they had, that, you know, they were able to freely celebrate Christ. You know, it's so good. Keep Christ in the front of the mind. You know, there is football and there is great family and there is great food. But first, there is God, because all good things come from heaven and all things are a gift. You know, he's so right. You can see today. You can hear today. Be grateful for that. Some people haven't been born with the gift of sight, but if you're one of them, you can hear, which is great, and God will honor you with so many other gifts, you know? God uses everything to the good for those who love him. But in this year, you know, many people have lost someone they love. They've been through a lot. But you know, sometimes God lets us go through a valley so he can take us to the top of the mountain. Sometimes the amount that God allows us to know dark is the exact amount we can understand light. You know, God has been building fortitude in all of us. He's been unraveling truth. You know, when we go through difficulties in this year, it's because God loves you and he takes us to a depth within us that if everything's good, we don't have to go to. But in that depth, we uncover and we understand more and more God's goodness and his faithfulness and his trustfulness and how much he loves you. God loves you today. He wants to just bestow his blessings upon you this Thanksgiving. Say, thank you, Jesus, for you choosing for me to snap this on and listen to Father Tom today and the Word of God today. You know, not everyone's chosen. Like, you were chosen to live in America, but you were also chosen for eternal life in heaven with the Lord. Not everyone's name is written in the book of life. Not everyone's chosen. So celebrate the Lord today. Celebrate how before God created this world, he created today for you to hear how much you're loved, for you to share in the Thanksgiving feast. First, commune with God, and then whoever else God puts in your way, that you may be able to volunteer and help those less fortunate. And if you are volunteering on Thanksgiving, you know, no cup of water given to a child of God will go to waste. but give them the word as well. Give them the love of God in word and in truth. So, Lord, just release the anointing of thanksgiving. Let us understand how good you are. Let us focus on your goodness and not the negativity in the world. You know, what we consume consumes us. So, Lord, let us be consumed by your love, your glory, your thanksgiving, your goodness today. And let us walk as Christians, little Christ, the anointed one, to spread this gospel on this day of Thanksgiving.
This is Thanksgiving week. And I'm going to tell you, we should be thankful every day. I had the most wonderful oatmeal today. Anthony made it for me. It was wonderful. The texture was wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're thankful for what he gives us, for who he is. Forget not all your benefits. Your benefits. You see, but I'm a mental depressed person. Well, you know what? It's time to give thanks in the middle of that. I don't feel it. Well, feel it or not, you should be doing it. Thank you, Lord. Even whisper it if you can't say it out loud. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. We need to thank the Lord. And thanksgiving is the highest praise of God when we're giving thanks to him. It's so important that we be thankful for what we have. This country was formed on Christian principles, as Anthony told you. That's why we've been blessed. That's why we've been blessed. But you know, God will take his hand from our country if we continue to go the way that we're going. Oh, yes. God owes us nothing. We owe him everything. God owes me nothing. I owe him everything. Oh, yes. That's the way it is. What about the gift of smell? That's a gift. Today when we left the chapel, we could smell that food was cooking. We take those things for granted, but not everyone can smell. When I had COVID, I couldn't smell and I couldn't taste. That soon left me. And now I can smell and I can taste. Thanks be to God. But he heals all your diseases. That's part of Psalm 103. He heals all your diseases through the cross, through his blood. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you ever thank God that he's in you because you've surrendered your life to him? When I go to bed at night, I just say, Lord, cover me with the blood as I sleep. Be for me all that I need. We need to be grateful. I need to be grateful. I need to be much more grateful than I am. And I know that to be true. You say, well, that's humility. No, it's not humility. It's truth. I need to be much more grateful. I take for granted so many things that God has done for me. I take it for granted. And you know, you have no right to take things for granted. Neither do I have any right. God owes me nothing. I owe him every breath. When he stops thinking about me, my breath ceases. He's always thinking about you. He's always thinking about me. And that's something to be thankful for. I remember when I was in the water, drowning, I heard his voice audibly. And I keep on thinking, the king of all the earth spoke to me audibly, not to be afraid, not to panic. I heard his voice. It wasn't in my mind. It was in my stomach, and it was like a radio in me. And imagine the one who created the mountains, the ocean, the hills, the valleys, the deserts. He spoke to me personally, audibly. He hears all your prayers. You think that your prayers are for naught? He hears every one of your prayers. What does the enemy want to do? Stop you from praying. Don't pray anymore for that thing. It's not going to be real. It's not going to be realized. That's the enemy speaking to you. That's the enemy speaking to you. Keep on praying for the people you need to pray for. We are grateful for the men of God and the women of God who proclaim the word of God to us.
And that goes for you. You are a man of God, a woman of God, who needs to proclaim the gospel today. You say, well, maybe my family doesn't pray. That's okay. You have a perfect opportunity before Thanksgiving dinner. Say a quick prayer of grace. Bless the food. You know, you're called to hold the light of Christ so when other people look at you, they want what you have. It's hard in today's world when you know not everyone is Christian like they were. But step out. Say grace today. Little acts, you know. We just praise you, Lord, and we bless you. Lord, right now we're going to pray for the impartation of your glory and of the angels to come down and give everyone a touch. Let them be filled with the holy power of God, the holy reverence of God. You know, it's only the truth that sets us free. Lord, send down the truth of what Thanksgiving is really about us as Christians, thanking you for everything you provide, this great country you have given to us. You've put your hand on us, these just laws and these unoppressive, you know, society that you allowed to be formed 400 years ago with religious freedom based on Christian principles. In a Christian foundation, we see how you have prospered our land, Lord, and we continue to ask for more prosperity. We ask for the haze to go from people's eyes, to leave people's eyes so they can walk and see your truths. You know, the glorious truth of God is so good. God wants you to partake in the divine nature with him. But like we talked about, when we take sin out of our life and we take sin out of the country and we take sin out from just amongst us, then we start to live in communion with the Lord. And you might be saying, well, you know, people I'm seeing today on Thanksgiving are in sin. That's okay. You're just called to be the light. You're called to be Christians, little Christ, the anointed one. You have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and Lord, release the fire of God to just burn out everything not of you, the love of God, to just consume everyone listening, to consume me and Father Tom, so that we can have this great Thanksgiving in communion with you. Lord, we bless you and we worship you. We all need to, but I do too. God has given us so much to be thankful for, you know, so much to be thankful for. You might not know that by watching the news, but, you know, look at how other parts of the world have to live, you know, and look at how even other people you may know what despair they're in. You have so much to be grateful for. Put your attention on God and your gratefulness today. This is one of the greatest holidays. If you're at a football game in Massachusetts, we do high school football, the rivalry games, some going back 100, 120 years every Thanksgiving. If you're coming from that game or going to that game, be thankful. You know, God created this day. He created the game. He created all these children. He created the world. You know, I didn't have this much life in my voice. Or, you know, everything comes from God. When I receive God, you know, when you receive God, you receive abundance and thanksgiving. So just bless God today. Honor God today. Honor him with your thanks. Honor him on Thanksgiving with your love and your gratefulness. And just honor him by being the light of the world like you're called to be.
You know who I want to give thanks for? The people that stand outside the abortion mills praying, hoping that one person will change their mind. Oh, yes, I want to give thanks for them who do this week after week, day after day. Bill Carter, I want to give thanks for him. He left an engineering job to be in charge of the people who go outside of Planned Parenthood. Bill Carter, we thank you for him in the name of Jesus. We give thanks for the people that come out on a Wednesday. Oh, yes, there's a group of people that come up on a Wednesday, and one man brings roses so that they can give to the women that are going in. And you see, these things, the news will never tell you about those things. The news will tell you abortion on demand. I won't tell you it's a sacrament for the world. And we need to be repentant of that. But again, I want to thank the people who go out and who preach the word by their silence, by their love, by their gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for them.
And thank you, Lord, for you. You know, the Lord is just thanking you today for your prayers for Father Tom's radio ministry, for tuning in to listen to his word. You know, not everyone gives God the time of the day, every day, or just today, that you're giving the Lord to listen to him. You know, to listen to Father Tom is a form of worship. You're worshiping the Lord because your senses are upon the Lord. When you gaze out at the sky and you think of the Lord, you're praising the Lord. When you open your ears to hear someone proclaim the gospel, you're worshiping the Lord. You know, the Lord is just thanking you for all the faithfulness you have shown him throughout this year. That maybe even in tough times, you've kept your faith strong in the Lord. You've let the Lord build more fortitude in your life and in your heart. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. So the Lord's telling you, thank you for fearing me and not fearing man. You know, when we love and fear the Lord, we lose the fear of man. The Lord's thanking you for going to his church and meeting in his sanctuary where his presence is felt. He's thanking you for your prayers for the sick, your prayers for your family. He's thanking you for your softened heart, for you having compassion and love in your heart. He's thanking you for being a good parent, for cooking and providing a Thanksgiving meal, for going over and attending someone's Thanksgiving meal, for feeding the homeless, for everything you do. You know, there is nothing insignificant in the Lord's eyes. For giving love to someone. The Lord sees each and everything you have done and gone through this year, and he is thanking you personally for it. He's just releasing the love of the Father right now through Jesus onto you. He's going to give you a day of just a day of love, a Thanksgiving day of gratefulness, a day of, you know, heavenly intercession. Because you are so special to him, and the Lord is so grateful to you. You know, we're on this earth to love God and be loved by God. So every act that you've done for the Lord of thanksgiving this year, he just thanks you and he loves you for it. So God bless you.
Psalm 103, a hymn of thanksgiving. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who redeems your life from the pit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We thank you, Father, for being God. We thank you that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from hell. We thank you, God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Where would we be if we didn't have the Holy Spirit? I thank you for the Spirit of God that gives us the grace to speak every day here. I thank people who have donated to us, and I'm very grateful for the donations that people send us. And you know, I don't ask for it very often. But I thank you for donating, because that's why we're on, because of you and because of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and brought forth in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.